In David Redding's book, Before You Call, I Will Answer, we get a vivid description of the power and the destruction of the war.
在大卫·雷丁的一书《你呼求前，神已垂听》，我们可以清楚地得知战争的力量和杀伤力。
We fold the Confederate and the Union armies as they lock horns during the Battle of Fredericksburg.
让我们一起来到弗雷德里克里斯堡战役，在那里，同盟军和邻军的在战场上互相僵持不下。
The Confederate Army gained a stronghold atop a hill called Mary's Height and slaughtered the Union Army below with relative ease.
同盟军占据了一个称为 Marius 的高地，在那有个据点，因此杀死下面的邻军相对而言比较的容易。
However, one young Confederate soldier, Sergeant Richard Kirkland, wrestled with his conscience.
然而有一个年轻的同盟军士兵名叫理查德科克兰的中士，他在良心上非常的挣扎。
He could not bear the carnage before him.
他无法再忍受在他前面的屠杀。
Finally, he approached a superior officer.And asked if he could go out on the field and carry water to the suffering men, most of whom were members of the Union Army.
终于他来到他的上级军官那里，问他是否可以走到战场中间，带些水给那些受伤的军人们。他们中的绝大多数都是邻军的。
The officer, though mystified by his sergeant's request,granted his permission.
尽管对理查德中士的请求很不理解，但那个军官还是答应了他的要求。
And thus, Confederate soldier Richard Kirkland bravely stepped forward to assist the legions of dying men that he saw on the battlefield.
因此，同盟军的士兵理查德科克兰德就勇敢地走入了战场，去帮助那些他所能看见的垂死的人。
He knew the great risk that he was taking, and as he entered the battlefield of conflict, but his act of courage had a sobering effect on both armies.
他知道在他进入冲突的战场时所冒着的巨大的危险，但是他英勇的行动使双方的军人都忽然苏醒过来。
Upon entering the battlefield, the intense gunfire suddenly ceased.
他一进入战场，原本非常激烈的枪战竟突然就停止了。
The shock of an enemy offering aid to the opposition.Struck both armies with amazement.
一个敌人愿意来帮助自己，这一行为是如此的出人意外，以至于两军都非常的惊奇。
Back and forth, Kirkland went from battlefield to water station, aiding every soldier along his path.
科克兰德往返于这个战场跟饮水站之间，去帮助他每一个所路过经过的士兵。
And each time he stepped back on the field of battle, the fighting ceased.
每一次他回到战场中间的时候，战斗就停止了。
Sergeant Kirkland earned a nickname that day, says Redding. It was called the Angel on Mary's Heights.
作者 Redding 写道，说那天科克兰的中士有了一个别名，那就是 Marius 高地的天使。
Later, he would be killed in the war.
在此后的战役中，科克兰的在战场上战死了。
And those who witnessed his death said, that he died a hero, thinking of the men under his command up until the very end.
那些目击他死亡的人都说他死得像个英雄，直到他生命的最后一刻都是挂念着那些在他手下的人。
Do you understand that this is why Christ came into this world?
你明白这就是基督为什么来到这个世上的吗？
It was to create a world of Sergeant Richard Kirkland's.
他是为了创立一个世界，满了像理查德·科克曼中士这样的人。
People who know how to love.
他们知道怎么样去爱人。
People who know how to put compassion before personal security.
他们对人满了同情和怜悯，而将自己的安全置身度外。
People who do not divide others into friends and enemies.
他们不是将人分成朋友和敌人。
But who see all people as the children of God.
而是把所有的人都看成是神所创造的儿女。
This is what the gospel is about.
这就是福音的目的。
This is what the kingdom of God is about.
这就是什么是神的国。
St. Paul writes, For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works.Which God prepared in advance for us to do.
使徒保罗写道，因为我们是神手中的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要教我们行善，就是神所预备教我们行的。
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about yourselves?
让我问你个问题，你对自己感觉怎么样？
Do you feel like you are handiwork of God?
你觉得自己是神手中的杰作吗？
Do you feel that you have it within yourself, the ability to be heroic, like Sergeant Richard Kirkland?
你觉得在你自己的里面有 Richard 的科克兰的中士这样英勇般的力量吗？
Do you feel that you can change the world?
你觉得你能改变世界吗？
Or are you satisfied with just getting by?
或者你只是满足于过得去就行了。
Are you satisfied doing as little as you possibly can to justify your existence?
还是你满足于只是尽可能的不做或者少做，只要活着就行了。
I believe that God created us for more than just getting by.
我相信神创造我们不是让我们只是过得去而已。
Do you know the story of Kit Summers?
你知道 Kate Summers 的故事吗？
In the early 1980s, Kit Summers was one of the finest jugglers in the world.
在1980年初， Kate Summers 是那个时代中最棒的杂耍的演员。
He was a star attraction at a major casino in Atlantic City.
他是大西洋城一个大赌场中的大牌明星，吸引很多的人。
One rainy night, when visibility was near zero,
在一个下雨的晚上，能见度几乎是零。
Kid was on his way to do a show at the casino.
开车去赌场参加表演。
He crossed a busy street when suddenly out of the downpour, a truck appeared.
在他穿过一条繁忙的街道的时候，在大盆千里中，他突然之间看见了一辆卡车。
There was no time to get out of the way.
他根本就没有时间来躲开。
The collision was inevitable.
撞车是不可避免的。
Kid was thrown onto the hood of the truck. He broke the windshield with his head. He rolled off the side and tore off the side mirror with his body. And then he lay in a crumpled heap 30 feet away.
Kate 被扔到了卡车的引擎盖上，他的头撞碎了挡风玻璃后滚到了一边，然后撞到了测试件，用他的身体撞掉了测试件，最后他的身体皱皱巴巴地躺在了30英尺开外的一个土堆上。
For 37 days, Kit lay in a coma.
在随后的37天中 ，Kate 一直处于昏迷中。
And then slowly he awoke.
然后他慢慢地苏醒过来。
He was glad to be alive, but he soon realized that he would have to learn to do everything all over again.
他很庆幸。
And I do mean everything.
他很庆幸自己还活着，但是他很快就意识到。自己需要重新学习做一切的事情，的的确确是从头开始学所有的一切。
This included eating, talking, walking, and of course juggling.
这一切包括吃饭、说话、走路，当然也包括杂技表演。
Although he knew how to do these tasks in his mind,The connections from his brain to his nervous system had to be reestablished.
尽管他在头脑中知道该怎样做这些事情，但他的大脑跟神经系统之间的连接都需要重新来建立。
With amazing patience, dedication, and discipline, Kit set out on the arduous road to recovery.
以超乎常人的忍耐、专注和自律 ，Kate 开始了艰难的康复之旅。
And it paid off.
他的付出得到了回报。
On the one-year anniversary of his accident, Kit performed again in public. And although his skill hadn't quite returned to his previous level, he was on his way to regaining his stature.As one of the best jugglers in the world.
在他车祸一周年后 ，Kate 再一次在公众面前表演。尽管他杂技表演的技能还没有恢复到他原先的水平，但他却朝着重新成为世上最棒的杂技演员这一目标在往前迈进。
In the meantime, Kit also became a world-class motivational speaker.An author and a successful businessman.
同时 ，Kate 成了世上一流的励志的演说家、作家和成功的商人。
On the evening of his return to performing, Kit's friends threw a party in his honor.
在他重新回到表演的那天晚上 ，Kate 的朋友们为他准备了一个庆祝的聚会。
They called it.We're glad we're all alive, party, as a tribute to Kit.
他们把这个献给 Kate 的聚会称为"我们很高兴，我们都还活着"。
Do you think that Kit Summers made his recovery by simply being satisfied with getting by?
你觉得 Kate Summers 的康复是因为他只是满足于仅仅活下去吗？
Do you think that he became world-class juggler in the first place with minimal effort?
你认为他原先成为世界一流的杂技表演演员只需要一点点的努力吗？
The word is commitment.
绝不是的，这需要委身。
The word is dedication.
需要投入。
The word is sacrifice.
需要牺牲。
You and I have a choice to make about our lives.
你和我对我们的生命怎么样活都有一个选择。
Will we settle for being lumps of clay who are here for a little while and then return to the earth without leaving any lasting impression? Or will we allow ourselves to be the handiwork of God?Fashioned by his hand for greatness.
我们是安于像一堆土， 在这世上只是一回啊，然后又回到土中，没有留下任何残存的印记呢？还是让我们成为神手中的工作，让神的手制作使我们成为伟大？
St. Paul writes, For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast.
使徒保罗写道，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
我们原是神手中的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
St. Paul's words say three things to me.
在我看来，保罗的话告诉了我们三件事情。
First of all, they say that we are created for greatness.
首先，这些话告诉我们，神造我们是让我们成为伟大。
Now it's important for you to understand what I mean by greatness.
让你明白我所说的伟大这一点是指的是什么，非常重要。
Greatness in the eyes of God is different from what the world means by greatness.
神眼中的伟大跟世人所指的伟大有很大的不同。
Dr. Mark D. Roberts tells one of the most moving stories I heard in quite a while.
许久以前，我听说马可·罗伯特博士讲述了一个非常感人的故事。
He tells about a phone call that he received at about bedtime one evening.
这故事是关于他在睡觉临睡前的晚上接到一个电话开始的。
He was the pastor on call that night at the First Presbyterian Church of Hollywood.
马可·罗伯特博士是好莱坞第一长老教会 那天晚上的值班牧师。
The operator informed him that Mary, a member of the church, had asked for immediate pastoral assistance because her child had just died.
接线员告诉他说，他们教会的有一个叫 Mary 的人，希望能够立即得到牧师的帮助，因为他的孩子刚刚去世。
Jumping into his clothes, Robert sped off in his car to a hospital that was several cities away.
Robert 立刻穿好了衣服，飞速地开着车，来到了几个城市之外的那家医院。
He was thankful that he had some idea of who Mary was.
他很庆幸自己对 Mary 还是知道一点的。
In a church of over 4,000 members,You couldn't count on this.
在一个有四千会员的教会，你不能把这当成是理所当然的。
But Mary had been involved in a young adult group, so he knew her well enough to say hello.
Mary 曾参与青年团契，因此 Robert 知道她，并能够跟 Mary 聊上天。
Yet he couldn't ever remember seeing her with a child.So he was shocked to hear that her child had died.
但他从不记得他曾看见过 Mary 的孩子，因此 Robert 听到 Mary 孩子去世的消息感到非常的震惊。
When he got to the hospital, he was directed by the nighttime staff to a dark, quiet corridor.
到了医院后，值晚班的医护人员带他到了一个安静、黑暗的走廊。
There he found Mary, just outside her son's room.
在那里，他看见了 Mary, 正在他儿子病房的门外。
Thank you so much for coming, she said. I really needed to pray with someone.
Mary 对他说，非常感谢你能来，我太需要和人一起祷告了。
As he and Mary sat in the hall, she told him the heartbreaking story about her son Jimmy.
当他和 Mary 坐在大厅里 ，Mary 跟他讲述了关于他儿子吉米的让人心碎的故事。
Jimmy had been born with multiple physical and mental handicaps.
吉米一生下来就有许多身体上和心理上的残疾。
His life of 7 years had been marked with countless surgeries and therapies.
在他生活的7年里，接受了数不清的手术和治疗。
Mary had spent much of her life in hospitals and long-term care facilities, comforting and encouraging Jimmy.
Mary 生命中的很大一部分时间是在医院里和长期的医护设施里度过的。他去那安慰并鼓励吉米。
He wasn't able to be around other people, so that was why Pastor Roberts had never seen Mary with him at church.
吉米不能跟其他人在一起，这就是 Robert 牧师从来没有在教会里看见 Mary 跟吉米他儿子的原因。
After they had talked for a while.Mary and he went into the room where Jimmy's body lay.
他们聊了一会 ，Mary 和他走进了吉米尸体所躺着的那个房间。
All the tubes and the wires were still connected to him.
各种各样的管子和导线仍连在他的身上。
Roberts was shocked by what he saw.
罗伯特对他所看见的都非常震惊。
Jimmy was tiny, much smaller than a normal 7-year-old boy.
吉米个头很小，比正常的7岁男孩小很多。
His little body was badly twisted and deformed.
他的小身体极度的扭曲变形。
Roberts found it difficult.Even to look at him without wincing.
罗伯特觉得自己一看见他就想躲开。
But not Mary.
但 Mary 却不同。
She looked upon her son with eyes of uncompromising love.
Mary 看着他的儿子，眼神里充满了不折不扣的爱。
She touched his face.And spoke quietly to him, even though he couldn't hear anymore.
他摸着吉米的脸，悄声地对他说话，尽管吉米再也听不到了。
She tenderly kissed his cheek many times.
他轻柔地亲吻吉米的脸很多次。
Mary told Roberts how much Jimmy had meant to her, and how much.She would miss him.
Mary 告诉 Robert 说吉米对他是多么的重要，自己会多么的怀念吉米。
As Robert stood there, he realized that Mary loved with a kind of love that was far, far beyond any love that he himself had given to anyone.
站在那里 ，Robert 意识到 Mary 所付出的爱。是那种远超过自己所给予其他任何人的爱。
It was the undeserved, unabashed, unquenchable love of a mother for her child.
那是一种不配得的、不加掩饰的、不能被熄灭的母亲对孩子的爱。
Whereas he saw Jimmy as someone marred in his appearance, almost beyond human semblance.Mary saw him as a beautiful, lovely human being.
对罗伯特而言，吉米是一个外形严重残缺、几乎不像人样的一个人，但 Mary 却把吉米看成是一个美丽、可爱的人。
Jimmy had not earned her love with his handsomeness or his human achievement.
吉米不是靠俊美的外表和他的成就来赢得 Mary 的爱。
Mary loved him simply, freely, graciously. All of Jimmy's life.
Mary 爱他，单单的，无条件的，满了恩典的爱吉米，他这整个人。
Had she been able to do so, Mary would have exchanged places with Jimmy.
如果可能的话，那天晚上 Mary 会愿意跟吉米交换位置。
Mary loved her precious son with all she had.
Mary 爱她的宝贝儿子，以她的全人来爱他。
Friends, that mother is the handiwork of God.
朋友们，那个母亲是神手中的工作。
That is what I mean by being called to greatness.
那也就是说，我们所说的什么是伟大？
Some of us are called to be world-class parents.
我们中的一些人被称为世界级的父母。
Some of us are called to be world-class employees.
我们中的一些人被呼召成为世界级的雇主。
Or world-class employers.
或者雇员。
All of us are called to be world-class servants of God, wherever our place in life may be.
但我们所有的人都被呼召成为世界一流的神的仆人，不管我们的身份是什么。
We are the handiwork of God.
我们是神手中的杰作。
The second thing that means is that this greatness does not come from us.
其次，这些经文也告诉我们，我们的伟大并非出于我们自己。
It comes from God.
而是出于神。
Listen again to Paul's words.
请再听一次保罗的话。
For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己。乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要教我们行善，就是神所预备教我们行的。
Do you understand what grace is?
你明白什么是恩典吗？
Pastor Anthony Evans tells us an unusual story about a man who took his girlfriend out for dinner. And when they sat down, he laid an elaborate box on the table for her birthday.
Anthony Evans 牧师讲了一个非常有意思的故事。有个人带着他的女朋友去吃晚饭。当他们入座后，他将一个非常精美的盒子放在了那个桌子上，为他来庆祝生日。
All the while they were eating dinner, she kept thinking about this box. Because it was a big box, and she wanted to know who was inside.
他们在吃晚餐的整个过程中，他的女朋友的整个思想心思都没有离开过那个盒子。因为这个盒子很大，他想知道里面到底装了什么。
She could hardly eat.
他没有心思吃饭。
The waiting to open the gift was killing her, but her boyfriend told her not to open the gift until after dinner.
他简直无法忍受，要一直等着才能够打开礼物。但是因为她的男朋友说要等到吃完饭后才能打开这个盒子。
All she could think about was what was in the box.
她所想的一切就是盒子里到底会是什么礼物呢？
Finally, dinner was over.
晚餐终于结束了。
Can I open the box now? She asked.
她问道：“我现在可以打开盒子了吗？”
Yeah, he replied.
可以的，他回答说。
You can open the box.
请打开盒子。
She opened the box and pulled out a pillow.
她打开了盒子，伸手拿出了一个枕头。
Oh wow, I mean, this is a nice pillow, she said. But it's a pillow.
Oh, 我的意思，这是一个不错的枕头，她说道，但这只是个枕头。
She turned the pillow over, thinking that something was taped to the backside.
她将枕头掉了个个，或许想看看背面是不是贴着什么。
But there was nothing.
可什么也没有。
Well, thank you.
Well, 谢谢你。
It was obvious she was disappointed that she got a pillow.
很明显，她因得到一个枕头的礼物而非常的失望。
Her boyfriend got up, took the pillow from her, and laid the pillow on the floor.
她男朋友站起来，从她手上拿过枕头，并把枕头放在地板上。
He got down on one knee, took her by the hand, and said, "Will you marry me?"
他单膝跪在枕头上，拉着她的手说，你愿意嫁给我吗？
Immediately she forgot about the pillow.
立刻的，她就忘记了完全有枕头这一码事。
The one who gave her the pillow now became a lot more important.
给他枕头的这个人比枕头重要的多了。
The Lord of all the universe has come to us on bended knee, as it were, to let us know how much we are loved and how much we are treasured.
创造天地万物的主来就近我们，就像上面讲的故事，弯着膝，让我们知道我们是多么的被爱，多么的被珍惜。
That's grace.
那就是恩典。
St. Paul writes that Christ humbled himself.
保罗说，主存心卑微。
That's grace.
那是恩典。
However, he did not come on bended knee, so we can just spend out our lives getting by.
然而主来到世上，弯着膝，不是让我们只是虚度我们的一生。
He did it so that he might fashion us into his handiwork.
主这样做，为的是要把我们陶成、塑成他的杰作。
He did it so that we might become world-class parents, world-class spouses, world-class employees and employers.And work world-class servants of God.
主这样做，为的是让我们成为世界一流的父母、一流的配偶、一流的雇员、一流的雇主，以及世界一流的神的仆人。
I think that we have some world-class members of our church, people who give more, care more, help more.
我愿意我们的教会。里有一些世界一流的成员，他们愿意更多的付出，更多的去关爱，更多的去帮助人。
You can be a world-class member of a committee.
你可以是世界一流的小组成员。
You can be a world-class usher or world-class choir member.
你可以是一流的招待，一流的合唱队员。
You are God's handiwork.
你是神手里的杰作。
We become God's handiwork when Christ Jesus lives within us, and we engage in acts of service in His name.
当耶稣基督住在我们的里面，并且当我们以他的名服侍人的时候，我们就成了神手中的杰作。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast.
因我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。 这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
我们原是神手中的杰作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Why have we been saved?
神为什么救赎我们呢？
In order that we can do good works.
为要教我们行善。
In a book, author Max Lucado tells a wonderful story about a ship that is blown off course.
在作家 Max Lucado 写的一本书中讲了一个非常精彩的故事。这故事是关于一艘船被风吹离了航向。
It quickly came across a group of uncharted islands.
船很快就来到了一些无名的岛屿上。
The ship's captain orders the boat's anchor dropped at the first island and set following it.
船长让人将锚下在第一个岛屿上，并上了岸。
What he discovers is a scene of total despair.
他所见的是完全让他绝望的场景。
Poverty and discord abound on this island.
贫穷、混乱在这岛上比比皆是。
The people are dispirited.And demoralized.
住在岛上的人个个都精神萎靡，情绪低落。
The captain and his crew moved on to other nearby islands, and they too revealed villages in the midst of blight, suffering, and conflict, lack of food and illness.
船长和船员们开船去了附近其他的一些岛屿。那些岛屿上所建的村庄也都是处在荒凉之中，人们饱受冲突，缺衣少食和疾病的折磨。
Finally, the captain enters the largest island of the chain and discovers a totally different world than he had encountered on the other islands.
最后船长来到了那些岛链中最大的一个岛，在这岛上所见的跟其他岛上所见的截然不同。
The island had plush irrigation systems, strong able-bodied citizens, and a bright outlook.
这岛上有充足的灌溉系统，强壮有力的居民和有光明未来的前景。
When the captain asked the local why this island is so far from his neighbors, he is told that the father Benjamin had educated the people of the island in everything from agriculture to health.
船长问当地的人说，为什么这个岛屿的情况远超过其他岛上的呢？他们告诉他说，有一个叫本杰明神父来这个岛上的，帮教会了居民学会了一切的东西，从农业一直到健康。
The father also assisted the towns in building schools, roads, hospitals, and irrigation systems.
这神父又帮助城镇修建了学校、道路、医院和灌溉系统。
Seeing such an amazing community led by one man, the captain asked to meet Father Benjamin in person.
看到一个人带领一个城镇的人取得了这样令人惊叹的成就，船长就要求看一看本杰明神父本人。
Show me where he lives, he says.
他说让我看看他住的地方。
At first, the captain is guided to various buildings that the father was responsible for building.
一开始，传单被带到许多有神父参与建造的许多建筑物前。
But the father is not there.
但那神父本杰明却不在那里。
Then the locals bring him to a fish pond that Father Benjamin had constructed that helps to feed the community.
然后当地的人又带他去了一个养鱼塘，是本杰明神父帮助建造，用来帮助供应岛上居民的需要的。
Again, however, there is no sign of Father Benjamin.
然而再一次的，本杰明神父也不在那里。
The captain is finally led up a mountain.
最后，船长被带到一座山上。
Aha, he thought, finally I will meet the amazing Father Benjamin.
船长想，啊，我终于能看到这个这么这个非常棒的神父本杰明了。
Once again, there was no sign of this good father.And the captain grows frustrated.
但再一次的，没有本杰明神父的任何影子，船长心里越发失望。
He asks the townsfolk, while they have led him to many places which Father Benjamin made possible, but not to the gentleman himself.
他问镇里的人说，为什么他们带他去了那么多？地方是本杰明神父帮助建立的，但是却不带他去看看本杰明神父本人呢？
Finally, the captain is told that Father Benjamin had died.
最后，船长被告知神父本杰明已经过世了。
The captain asked why they did not tell him up front that the priest was dead.
船长问他说。为什么不从一开始就告诉我那神父已经死了呢？
You didn't ask about his death, the chief explains.
那里的负责人解释说，你没有问关于他的死。
You asked to see where he lives.
你要求去看他所活着的地方啊。
Wow. Do you want to know where Christ lives?
Wow.你想知道基督住在哪里吗？
He lives within each person who is willing to open himself or herself to become the handiwork of God.
基督住在你们每一个人的里面，当你我愿意打开自己，让自己成为神手中的杰作。
He lives wherever hospital has been built in Christ's name, or homeless shelter.Or a soup kitchen.
基督住在每一个以基督的名所建的医院，为无家可归的人所建的收容所或食堂。
Christ lives wherever anyone has given sacrificially to minister to the any of the least of these.
基督活在每一个人的心里，只要那人愿意牺牲自己去付出。去服侍那最小的弟兄。
Being the handiwork of God is not for the faint-hearted.
成为神手中的杰作，不是为胆小者所预备的。
It is not for those who are content to just get by in life.
也不是为那些只满足于虚度此生的人所预备的。
I can tell you that there is no joy.In simply existing.
我可以告诉你们，仅仅活着并没有喜乐。
But there is joy without end for those who desire to be real world class in serving Him.
但对那些愿意成为世界一流的服侍主的人而言，却永不止息的喜乐。
Your Lord kneels on a pillow.Hangs on the cross and says to you and me, You were created for good works, for making a difference in the world. Not that you might boast, but that others might glorify my Father.
你的主跪在枕头上，挂在十字架上，对你对我说，你被造是为教你行善，让这个世界不再一样，不是因为你有什么可自夸的，而是因为因其他人可以归荣耀与我的父。
That is who we are and what we are about when Christ lives within us, God's handiwork.
当基督活在我们的里面，神的杰作就是我们的所事，是我们所要做成的。
Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Amen.
基督复活了，基督的确复活了。 Amen.